To the hundreds of millions of Google users out there, listen up. The search giant's new privacy policy is now in full effect. So what does that mean for you? The change means that Google will collect information from Google searches, email sent from Gmail, or videos watched on YouTube and used to send you targeted advertising. Now, this marks the first time Google will track users across all of its platforms. It's very popular platforms at that, and it comes with a lot of chatter, which Google tries to counter, saying, quote, the new policy doesn't change any existing privacy settings. We aren't collecting any new or additional information about users. We won't be selling your personal data. Though Google does offer up a way on its website to remove some of your data to keep it from sending you customized results, but if it's not enough for you, unfortunately, the only other alternative is to stop using Google products altogether. Good luck with that one, Neil.
All right, Shabani, thank you very much. Well, Reason Magazine's Catherine Mangia Ward says this time Google is going too far, but is it reversible? Catherine, what do you think?
You know, the Google privacy policy, I get why it kind of skeeves people out a little bit, but I think actually
I like
the bigger
that.
Issue.
Skeeves people out. It does, yeah.
But I think the bigger issue is actually what the government can do here. Once Google has your data in a nice, tidy heap, what I want to know is what is the U.S. government's privacy policy? Ostensibly, it's the Fourth Amendment, right? We should be protected. But in fact, the enforcement is totally uneven. We don't know what to, you know, what to expect. Google, at least, is public. We're taking your data. Here's what we're doing with it. Can't say the same for Uncle Sam.
So your fear is that Google could be forced to give this over, or is that somehow accidentally in place here, or what?
Well, I mean, this is true for virtually any kind of e-commerce, right? You put your data out there, and then it becomes something that the U.S. government can demand that companies hand over. Now, Google can be friendly about it, or they can be adversarial about it. I would love to see Google fight the government on this stuff, but I don't know if we can be confident that they will.
That's a very good point. Catherine, thank you very much. And